put your money into a Swiss bank account, or move around your earnings from a small Ohio business so the money shows up in the Bahamas or the Cayman Islands. Those could be purely legal ways to avoid paying Ohio's personal income tax, according to the Ohio Public Interest Research Group. But, it says, the financial wheeling and dealing shortchanges the Ohio Treasury.
If you look just at individuals in Ohio dodging their state income taxes using tax havens, we're losing $707 million a year to the state budget.
Tabitha Woodruff helps lead Ohio's chapter of a group inspired by Ralph Nader. She says if Ohio wants to pick up those millions in lost tax revenue, it could decouple Ohio's state income tax from the federal income tax. That would mean the Buckeye State would be declaring,
"We define income not by where it's stored, but by where it's made. If you made that money in Ohio, it's going to be taxed in Ohio."
Is legal tax avoidance a problem for Ohio government? And if so, would decoupling the state income tax from the federal be a solution? The answers to both questions are no, says Ohio's main group representing small companies, some of them mom-and-pop operations. That's the National Federation of Independent Business. Lobbyist Roger Geiger says the current system that has Ohio income taxpayers using the bottom-line income figure from their federal tax form is the simplest and therefore the best system for low-income, middle-income, and upper-income taxpayers, he adds. Geiger says to change the system would be a confusing and expensive mess.
You're talking about a CPA's delight in terms of all of the new filings they'd have to do, the new calculations they'd have to make. That'd be a full employment opportunity for accountants. We want to make our tax forms and processes simpler, not more complex. That doesn't help any taxpayer of this state.
But what if the idea isn't to help the taxpayer, but to help government bring in more money that some say is due it?
We'll help government bring in all of the revenue that they could possibly need to carry on the works of the state if we create the right kind of environment. The last thing we want to do is encourage people with wealth to leave this state. And the more we make it complex and the more we make it difficult for them, the more likely they are to leave. So I think we create more revenue for the state by having simpler tax forms, by having simpler tax processes.
By taking this position, do you not run the risk, though, of some people saying your group is basically encouraging people and small businesses to dodge paying their fair share?
That's a very unfair statement to use the word dodge. That somehow sounds like they are doing something unethical or illegal. They're using the tax code. Lawmakers put the tax code into place, not small business owners, not business owners.
And Geiger says lawmakers knew what they were doing when they wrote up the tax-paying rules. But an activist who's critical of the current rule says all this talk about a change causing confusion and expense isn't right. Brian Rothenberg from Progress Ohio says the current system is what's confusing and expensive.
It seems to me that it would be easier for an accountant to be able to follow state law and follow federal law, even if they're different, than to come up with these elaborate schemes to move money around the world just so you could avoid paying the taxes to the people of Ohio.
Now for a reality check. Republicans dominate the Ohio Senate and House. They're on a mission to find ways that small businesses and income taxpayers, especially those on the upper end, can pay less in taxes, not more. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.